Then we are going to talk about the associations of the juvenile dermatomyositis. It is associated more with acquired lipodystrophy and calcinosis, and less commonly so with the malignancies. Talking about the specific antibodies, anti-NXP2 is associated with calcinosis and severe skin presentations, cutaneous ulceration. Similarly, TIF and gamma is not associated with malignancy, but it is associated with a cutaneous ulceration. In the juvenile dermatomyositis, the antibodies which are frequently present are anti-MI2 antibodies, NXP2 and anti-TIF1 gamma, as I mentioned earlier. And the types of calcinosis in juvenile dermatomyositis are superficial, subcutaneous, intramuscular, myofascial planes, and exoskeletal calcinosis.